is Forces Radio.
This is BFBS.
BFBS. Original Music Specials. The Overtones. Recovery.
Hello and welcome to the programme. This is Forces Radio BFBS with an original music special, The Overtones and Recovery. My name's Adam Richardson and I'll be joining you this afternoon, as will, of course, our wonderful guest, The Overtones, today to talk about their story, their struggles and their successes. But first, to kick things off, we'll play you this from The Overtones, Loving the Sound. That have performed for the Queen, the Olympics, Simon Cowell, and most importantly, and somewhat strangely, their clients whilst working as painters and decorators. We do, of course, welcome to the show The Overtones. They're on Forces Radio BFBS. Hello, all.
Hello.
How are we today? Are we all okay?
Yeah, good. Very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, I thought we would start by introducing ourselves a little bit more personally, for example, because there's a lot of voices there, and it's always handy to know who's got an opinion on what. First up, we have Mike. Who's Mike?
Hello, this is me.
There we go, that's Mike. Love that. That's brilliant stuff. Lockie.
Hello, I have no opinions about anything.
It's always a good start, to be fair. We have Darren.
Hi, how you doing?
And yes. Finally, we have Mark.
You all right?
That's the most serious introduction I think we've ever done. Yeah.
Well, we like to get a bit of a vibe of who's talking when. It's always good to know, especially if someone says something controversial, gives the paper something to print.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Us.
We wouldn't dream of it.
Of course. So it's been a huge year for you. A tough year as well. We'll get to that in a bit. You've got your new album out, which, by the way, I've listened to a couple of tunes off it, and I'm loving your work.
Well,
really good
you.
Stuff.
Thank you, mate.
That's all right. But I want to go back to the very start, very close to the very start as well, at first, because you haven't always been doing the singing, have you? Am I right in saying that you started, or you got discovered, whilst painting a shop in London?
Yeah, look, that's true. But, like, in fairness, we were singers. We were a group. And I think living in London, paying the rent, you've just got to do whatever job you can when you know, if you're a bit of a dreamer and if you're, you know, any actor, singer or dancer or anyone in the arts, it's like you've just got to do the jobs that pay your rent. And now, in fairness, Mike and Darren were pretty talented painters.
But
very much were not. But we'd get together if there was a big job to do. Like, we'd get together and just, you know, you're painting an office or a... And it tended to be, like, office-y sort of stuff, didn't it? It was more sort of corporate stuff. But we just used it as a rehearsal, which was really cool. And we were going into a place, and we were having a little sing on the street outside, waiting for the staff to leave for the day. And we got chatting to a woman, and it led to a meeting at Warner Brothers.
It's incredible stuff. I mean, really and honestly, that's kind of every artist's dream, isn't it? Or certainly an artist trying to get up in their career.
Lady Luck. Like, Lady Luck was in the room that day. Like, we had a very, very lucky break, and it led us to being introduced to the right people at the right time. And stuff like that does happen. It really does.
It's amazing stuff. Now, as you touched on a second ago, it wasn't really pure fluke that you're all working together, though, because you've been performing for a number of years before that. Yes. Lockie, I'll come to you, because I'd actually love to know how you all met to start with, because, Lockie, you're from Australia.
I am.
Darren is from Essex, am I right?
Yep.
And Mark comes from Greater Manchester. So how did you guys bump into each other, if you like?
Well, I mean, the boys have been a band for a while, and one of the jobs I was doing in London was, you know, working for promotions companies, you know, like handing out little mini chocolate bars at London Bridge Station at 6 a.m. in the winter.
I love that.
And one of the people working for that company who I got shoved onto, like, giving away chocolate bars with every now and then, was Timmy Matley. And so we became mates, and I knew he was in a band, and he had sort of heard my singing voice, and he's like, hey, I think this could be a nice fit. And so I met the boys through that way. But the lads had been knocking around together for a good few years before that as well.
I think it's amazing how so many people can come together at once in such a... almost just by chance meetings as well, you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It makes you think that you know, it was meant to be. Some things are just meant to be. And, yeah, like Lockie said, it was a perfect fit. We were together as a four-piece for a while. I guess without feeling like there was a missing link, but Lockie came on board and just fitted in perfectly, and then it all started to happen from there. So, yeah, we're very blessed.
So one of the things that I've listened to music and I absolutely love about it is it's like this complete vocal orchestra going on. You've got such a range of voices, and one of you in particular has got a very deep voice, don't you?
Potentially. Do you know what? Just as you were talking there yourself, Adam, I was listening to your voice and I'm thinking, you've got a really bassy voice as well.
Well, you sing.
You're a singer.
Like, you've got a really cool voice.
Well, interestingly, I was in a musical, like, I don't know, probably about 5-6 years ago. Only Amdram, I should add. And I had to sing, and I got told that I played the character well because the character was never meant to actually have any vocal ability. that's kind of as far as it
that's
goes.
That's a slightly backhanded good review, isn't it?
Look, when you're you take what you can get. So, is that the deepest it goes, Lockie?
How much deeper do you want? It's pretty low. Yeah, it is. It is. It's a low voice, but it just sort of happened one day. I was 21 and I was doing a play and I had to use a microphone and just went, hey. And all of a sudden it was there. It's lovely to be able to use that gift, you know? It's lovely to be able to use it singing with me mates and making people happy.
I never knew you didn't get this voice until you were 21.
Had no idea.
Where was it before?
Did you speak like this when you were 21?
No, but my voice broke at normal
But it was kind of like a young man's voice.
Maybe it's because I'm from Australia, and Australians like tend to talk up there and like everything. Do you know what I mean? I just didn't know it was there.
If I had that deep voice, I would constantly speak in the lowest register. I just think it's awesome.
Just to throw people off.
But you see the effect it has on, well, everyone, really. I'm a bit jealous.
I will say, sometimes when you're on the escalator, like going down the Jubilee line or something in London, you go, excuse me, please. And people go, ah! like it terrifies, like just sort of trying to get past people. They're not expecting it. And it really makes people quite frightened quite quickly.
At least it's got good use. I mean, you could definitely get some work for Halloween, couldn't you?
London rush hour, that comes in handy. Yeah.
You just see the crowd's part. I like that. I need that. I need that in my life.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running toward a dream, moving on. I keep reaching to be free, moving on, moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, gotta find me a place in the sun. Like an old dusty road, I get weary from the load.
You know, when times are bad and you're feeling sad, I want you to always remember, yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone.
You're listening to the Overtones Recovery at Forces Radio, BFBS. And we were talking very quickly before we started about your musical influences, and you named Stevie Wonder, that song in particular, A Place in the Sun. But who else is a musical influence to you?
Well, on our new album, we've covered Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin. Obviously, like, who's sadly no longer with us, but she's been a massive inspiration to us, and actually especially to Lockie. I know that she's a big inspiration of yours, and we were lucky enough to do, I think, the only male version that I've ever heard is on our album.
And me, yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of, with our classics, we always like to put the Overtones stamp on the song. So, you know, I think we were quite brave to tackle such a huge song. And
there's a couple on this album that it's like, can we do this? Like, we normally sort of go a little bit left of centre sometimes with song choices, but, you know, there's no one that didn't Aretha. No men have done Say a Little Prayer, and it's like, right, we've done a Spice Girls song on this album as well.
We have, wow. Yeah. We've covered Goodbye by the Spice Girls, which, I mean...
Just fitting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when we first sort of thought about doing it, it was, can we do a Spice Girls song? Like, should we? But then when we got around the piano and started singing the songs, and lyrically it just kind of said so much about what we were going through. So I think it went from an idea that we thought potentially, you know, we couldn't really get away with to being one of our favourite songs on the new album. And the arrangement is just beautiful.
I think that's one of the wonderful things I've always found about music. And I'm not musically talented, I've got to say. But the ability to take almost anything and turn it into something else and it come out sounding so rich is, I think it's testament to you guys, really, but testament to music in general.
Yeah, oh, and, yeah, and our producer as well. We work with an amazing producer called Julian Hinton, and he's like, his talent is amazing at, like, yeah, doing exactly that, like helping us put our own stamp on these classics. Mm,
I think that's part of the kind of part, one of the very many reasons that we've been kind of going on as long as we have, really. You know, this is our sixth album. You know, it's quite rare nowadays in this music industry to be able to get, you know, to reach six albums, and I think that's part of the reason why is that you know, we do these classic covers, but we want to not only kind of breathe a new lease of life into them, but not just do carbon copies. It's important to us that we kind of creatively spread our wings and you know, put a fresh slant on these on these kind of timeless classics.
I love that. Now, speaking of timeless classics, we're going to get a song underway, and Mike, you've chosen this particular one today.
Yeah,
this is one that, you know, I hadn't actually heard of before you mentioned it. This is Marlena Shaw, California Soul. Tell us about why you've chosen that.
Do you know what? Years and years ago, I heard this song on a movie, and I was just like, what is this? So I found it and immediately downloaded it, and I listened to it almost daily. And for years, I've tried to get the boys to record this song, and
it's just outright no every time.
It's a losing battle for me.
It's a nice song. We're never going to do it.
Yeah, it's such a great song, and it's one of those songs that even if you've never heard it before, you'll be like, I might know this song. So
so he's requested it here because it's the only time he's ever going to get to hear it.
Yeah, well, I can't wait.
We'll love that. We're going to get that on for you right now. It's Forces Radio BFBS. My name's Adam Richardson, and today I'm joined by the Overtones.
Lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California soul. California soul.
Overtones. Recovery.
Forces. Radio. BFBS.
The moment I wake up, Before you put on your makeup, I say a little
prayer for you.
While combing my hair now, you're wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little
prayer for you.
Before you put on your makeup, I say a little
prayer for you.
While combing my hair now, you're wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little prayer for you.
For
the busting while riding, I think of the steam. I say a little, yes, I do. Work, I just take my time, and off through my coffee break time. I say a little prayer for you. True. I'm in love with you.
Answer my prayers
now, babe. Say you love me true.
Answer
my prayers, babe. Me true, I'm in love with you. Answer my prayers now, babe. Say you love me true.
Answer my prayer.
This is my prayer, babe.
Answer my prayer.
Say you love me true.
Answer my prayer.
This is my prayer. Say you love me too.
We're back with the Overtones on Forces Radio BFBS. Now, I think it's safe to say that as a group, you kind of respect and you're fans of the Forces, aren't you?
Oh, of course, of course. You know, we've often come into BFBS and we're, you know, it's an honour to kind of be involved with you guys and you know, support our Forces in our small little way that we can. You know, like, we've got so much respect for our armed forces and everything they do for the country and everything else, and you know, the danger they often put themselves in. So yeah, absolutely, it's absolutely an honour to be able to kind of talk to you guys, and for you guys to play our music, and hopefully it be played all around the world with to our armed forces.
Well, it certainly will be, and I can always say that we are massive fans. I know the forces are definitely behind you as well. One of the previous times you came into BFBS, and it always sticks out because it knocked my video that I'd done way off the top shelf. You guys did the mannequin challenge, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
We did.
Darren and I were in BFBS a year or so ago. We should show the boys that, actually.
Well, I was there as well.
Yeah, honestly, don't forget me.
My chop liver.
We've got a bit of paper somewhere. I would love to say we've got a board, but we've not got that much budget. So it's just a bit of A4 stuck to the wall of the best videos we've done, and that's certainly up there. So
Privilege.
Yeah, thanks for ruining the status of all mine. But don't worry about it, guys. It's fine.
Sorry. Do you know what? It was an office-wide thing, and it was so cool to be a part of. It was a lucky day that we came in, and we were having an interview, and you guys were like, right, can we do this? And it ended up being this epic undertaking, but it was so cool. The outcome with it. So anybody listening should go online and find it and watch it. It's very, very cool.
Shameless plug, it's at Forces Radio BFBS on Facebook. Just chucking that one
there
in there.
There you go.
So we're talking earlier about the start of the group and your discovery leading to your success, your albums, everything you're doing now. Am I right in saying that maybe some of you weren't particularly setting out in life to do this? Was it always a secret ambition? Because, Darren, you played for Leyton Orient and Southend United, right?
Yeah, I wanted to be a footballer growing up. You know, like most kids my age, I'd get back from school, go over the park, and you know, for one reason or another, I got led down the path of music and singing, and obviously I'm very thankful now to be doing this for a living with my brothers. But yeah, it wasn't the plan from an early age, but it just shows you never know where life's going to take you, you know. But I'm having a great time.
Was there anything in particular that made you decide to, you know, kick it? Or sorry, that was a bad pun.
He was rubbish. Oh, he was rubbish.
That was a really bad joke, by the way. You
thank
missed
you.
It.
Thank
what,
you.
Go on, repeat it.
I just said, you know,
what
was there?
Made you kick it.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just skim past that one without.
I'm glad you did. It was probably needed.
Actually, I had glandular fever and I couldn't play for a year. So during that year, I kind of fell into music and I started singing and going on auditions, and yeah. Here we are.
You're not the only one as well, because Mark, you were a professional dancer for, was it almost a decade?
Yeah, so I started dancing when I was little and ended up going to the Royal Ballet School to train. I'd come down to London to be a dancer, and I managed to have 10 years of dancing professionally. And actually, I mean, I'd always sang as well. I went to Performing Arts College, so, you know, I'd always had singing on the side. Never really had the confidence maybe to pursue it, and I guess as a dancer you do have a bit of a shelf life, so I feel very lucky and blessed that I get to do I get to pursue another career as well, another passion.
Safe to say though, having seen some of your videos and performances, there's still a little bit of dancing that goes on, doesn't there? Are you teaching the rest of the group?
Oh no, I think everyone holds their own. Like we've been doing this now for like nearly 10 years, so we've got the finger clicks and the slides down to a T now, I think.
And it does always look so polished. I remember a couple of guys I know, we were doing a stage performance of, I forget the name of it, but trying to click in time is a bit of skill behind that, got to be said.
There's a skill in clicking in time.
Well, I can hardly click,
boys.
To be honest.
1, 2, 3. Oh no.
See what I mean? Robin. See what I mean? I'm just chucking that out there. Speaking of it almost being 10 years coming up to, it's been 8 years now since your first album, Good Old Fashioned Love. It has really been kicking off for you, hasn't it? It's been a success roller coaster since then, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we released our first album. As we mentioned, we were so lucky to get signed. And these days, you're lucky. Once you get signed to a record label, it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to release an album.
Like, of course.
There's hurdles everywhere, and after that hurdle, there's another one. And I just feel like if we've just been really lucky with our journey. Like we had the right team around us. We were singing music in a way that made people happy, that made them tell their friends, that made people want to put us on the TV and, you know, chat to people like yourself and your listeners on this radio station. And it just seems to have... happened. And so 8 years later, Yeah, we're still doing exactly what we love to do, and we're very lucky boys.
You know, I don't think luck does it justice, but we shall play a song anyway. Now, this was chosen by Lockie. This is Sia and Alive. It plays now at Forces Radio BFBS with the Overtones, Recovery.
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own. I survived. I had a woman, it took her to a place where all the demons go. Where the wind don't change and nothing on the ground can ever grow. No hope, just lies and you're taught to cry in your pillow. But I survived. In the strangest place, way in the back of my mind, I saw my life in a stranger's face, and it was mine. I had a one way ticket to a place where all the demons go, where the wind don't change and nothing on the ground can ever grow. No hope, just lies, and you're taught to cry in your survive.
I took what you gave, but you never noticed that I was in vain. I knew what I wanted, I went on and got it. Did all the things that you said that I wouldn't. I told you that I would never be forgotten. I know that's bad to you.
It's Sia and Alive at Forces Radio. This is BFBS. Today we are joined by the lovely Overtones for the original music special, The Overtones Recovery. Guys, before we played that song from Sia, Alive, as chosen by Lockie, we were talking about how lucky you've been. That's the word you used. And I was thinking, you know, that's a bit humble, because when you think about it, I mean, you've done incredibly well. It's been a lot of hard work. And your albums as well, you've had High, you've had Saturday Night at the Movies, Sweet Soul Music, all in the UK Albums Top 10. That must be amazing.
Oh, you know, it's something that, you know, when our first album was absolutely unexpected. It's one of those things where, you know, as you say, we've had six albums out now, and you know, we get our first top 10 with our first album and you kind of go, wow, that's just incredible. And then, you know, you release the second album, you think, oh, it'd be nice to get another top 10, but you're still not, you know, you're still trying to be realistic about it. And then, you know, the third album comes out, you go, well, you know, let's get another top 10. By the fourth and fifth and sixth, you're kind of like, we should be in the top 10. So it's one of those things that you know, it's still so nice that it want, you know, to say you've had top 10 albums is really quite mind-blowing, really. You know, because we try and keep our feet on the ground as much as possible. So, you know, when there's successes like that, we tend to enjoy it, I guess.
Mm, without a doubt. I mean, it must be quite a life flip, if you like, from obviously being in a group and singing and performing, but at the same time painting shops like you do. You know, I mean, I've had to get a second job at times. It's got to happen, as you've got to pay the bills. But, you know, now you're on TV, you're on the radio, you're doing extremely well, and you're going on tour soon as well. It must be such a massive thing to get your head around.
Do you know what? You are lucky boys, and occasionally you have to remind yourself, because you might find yourself moaning that you're tired or you got to get up early, you know. But we love our jobs and we are lucky boys. I worked on building sites and decorating with my dad, and I know what it's like to graft like that, you know. So when we're performing at night on stage or in a recording studio working, I'm just thankful and so lucky to enjoy a job, you know. I think if you're enjoying your job, then you're on to a winner.
Without a doubt. And I reckon probably, and I don't want to speak on your behalf, but I would imagine one of the biggest moments certainly was performing at the Diamond Jubilee, because Gary Barlow actually approached you and asked you to play, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, what a privilege. Crazy. Yeah, he approached us. Yeah, approached us himself. We were asked by the man himself.
It's crazy.
And the fact that we got to perform in front of 500,000 people, you know, down the mile in front of Buckingham Palace was an absolute dream come true. And then to be at the after party, the big booze up at the Palace
that
afterwards.
That was the weirdest night of our lives, wasn't
crazy.
It?
Crazy.
As if it wasn't sort of bizarre enough, like performing to 250,000 people. They're like, do you want to come and have cocktails at the Palace? We're like,
okay.
Yeah, we'll do
They're
that.
Like, get your passport.
We'll
so
do that.
We did all the security checks. But like, you know, chatting to Prince
Stevie
William
Wonder.
And chatting to Stevie Wonder and like Tom Hanks. And
yeah.
It was just so bizarre. So yeah. Bizarre.
And I imagine probably something you'll never forget either.
Never forget, no. And we didn't steal anything, if that's what you're going to ask. Everyone says, do you take some toilet paper?
I took some bog roll.
Oh, look, you did?
Yeah, and I put it inside my jacket. I took 3 sheets. I was going to, like, frame them and make a triptych, like an artwork of them. I ended up putting them in my jacket pocket. And we've got quite a few suits now, so you'd sort of... It might be quite a long time in between wearing suits. And... like maybe 6 months down the track, I put this suit and I was like, oh, I've got a slight runny nose. Oh, here's some tissue paper.
Oh, no.
I'll blow my nose. And it was the loo roll.
Oh, you should have still framed it.
So basically, Lockie.
Yeah, I could have put that on eBay. A fan might have bought that one.
Did it?
So basically, Lockie Chapman from the Overtones has stolen from Buckingham Palace.
So there you go.
There's the exclusive.
There's your headline.
I think the one thing we can all take from this, though, is that probably the Royal Bog Roll isn't wanted back. It's not something you want to borrow, is it? Let's face it.
There you go.
I think you'll get away with that one, you know. Now, we're going to play one of your songs from your new album, and I'd actually like you to choose which one you'd like to hear.
Ooh.
Mm. OK.
I think one of the songs that actually started as one thing and ended as another is the track Save the Last Dance.
Good choice, Mark.
It was
That's
the last,
a lovely choice.
Yeah, it was the last track that we arranged with Timmy. We were in the studio with our producer at the time, and we were obviously putting the Overtone stamp on it, but it was a very mid-tempo, quite close to the original, quite
very
a boppy,
yeah.
Quite a boppy.
It the original is a really boppy song, and I think it's like well loved by like so many people. But considering it was the last song that we sang as a five, as we were plotting our way through, that when it came time to recording it, we just sat around with our producer, Julian Hinton, around the piano, you know, just thinking, oh, let's just get a bass for the song here.
Yeah, like sure.
And it kind of stayed that way, and it became a bit slower and a little, like, really sentimental. And it's got a lovely, it's really beautiful. We've kind of spun it on its head a bit. I think it's a lovely suggestion, Mark.
And
thank you. It's not boppy. It's not boppy like the original.
It's not boppy anymore.
It's not boppy anymore.
Well, let's get it on. It's Horses Radio BFBS, joined by the lovely Overtones today. And this is, please introduce it for us.
This is Save the Last Dance from our album, The Overtones.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and then whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me.
Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. Oh, I love you so much.
You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on
dance.
Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time
you
to
can
go
dance. You can dance.
And if he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
you can,
can he take you,
you
home? You must tell him
you
no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in his arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me.
When we touch, I will never, never let you go. Oh, I love you so much. So don't forget it's taking you home, or in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. So don't forget it's taking you home, or in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling,
my darling,
so darling,
save the last dance for me.
That's our amazing guest, The Overtones, with a track from their brand new album, Save the Last Dance, which brings us nicely onto the rest of the brand new album, the self-titled The Overtones, which just hit the shelves, and it's been a lot of work for you, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. It has. It's been, look, it's been a very... It's been a very tough year for us, and that would obviously go without saying. And the album itself has been an absolute labour of love, I guess, and it's been a very important... element of our slow recovery, I guess, after losing our bandmate and our friend and our brother Timmy earlier this year. And you know, the album's been lots of things to us over the past few months and during the recording process. It's been a very therapeutic time for us. You know, we've locked ourselves away in the studio for several months, and we've kind of been able to kind of wear our hearts on our sleeve and help each other through it as a band of brothers, I guess. And you know, we kind of, our intention was to go out and create an album that was going to not only be therapeutic for us but also for our fans who have equally shared in the loss. And you know, we're so thrilled with the outcome, and we're so proud of what we've been able to achieve. If you know, if you're listening to this album, if it will make you reach for your tissue to shed a tear, but equally we are the Overtones and we are all about positivity, so it will get you up dancing in your living room, and you know, that kind of balance between the shedding the tear, exploring your heartache, but also celebrating what we've kind of achieved as a five and who we are now as a four. That kind of balance is a great Overtones
album as well, didn't it?
Because and equally, yeah, you know, if you're somebody who's discovering the Overtones for the very first time and you put this album on, you're gonna have a good experience because it's just a great album. So you know, we're very proud of what we've achieved over the last few months.
Like you say, it has been a very difficult year, and I think losing, as you describe it, and I love this because I don't think from the people I've spoken to, artists I've spoken to for and bands, the word brother has never come up before. And you refer to the rest of your bandmates as brothers, and I really enjoy that. I like that. I think that's wonderful.
Well, thank you. I mean, look, we spend more time together than you would with your brother, you know? Yeah. So we, yeah. And to be honest, if we didn't get on, we wouldn't be together 10 years later. So it's like, we're not only, you know, work colleagues, it goes much, much deeper than that. And we've been through a lot. And, you know, even like we're talking about now, like Mike just said, the last year has been incredibly hard for us. It's been a tough old year, but I think things like this just bring you closer as well. So, you know, the four of us are, you know, we're fully behind each other. And speaking for myself, I'm honoured and proud to be on this venture with the boys and releasing this new album. It's a massive part of our lives and it's a big part of this album as well. So, of course, it's a really proud, emotional, exciting time, to be honest. Mm.
With the news of Timmy this year, I don't know the best way of putting this, but how did you manage to, you know, get back up, focus on new music again, get back in that studio? Because that must have been tough. And I know a lot of people certainly wouldn't have had the strength necessarily to do that.
Mm. I think for us, like, it was really important to get back in the studio because, like, the four of us have been through this experience together and we know, and only us four can know how we're feeling. So I think it was logical for us to start the grieving process by supporting each other, and the only way we really know how, which is through music. So it was really therapeutic to be in the studio, and I guess that's why you can hear that in the album. Like, we needed that support network around us just to try and get through. And obviously it's going to be a long journey, and we're still healing.
Of course. And I think anyone who's ever experienced loss will know that it never stops, does it? But sometimes you can find ways of making it slightly easier on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. They say time's a healer, right? And I guess you just learn to cope and you come to terms with it. Mm. You're in denial and in shock for a long time. I think we are still going through some shock, but it's been a healing process, and it's all been part of the grieving process as well. So we're looking forward to, you know, the album obviously being out and going on the road and touring the album and looking our fans in the face and singing this and, you know, all having a cry together. But we're looking forward to having a laugh together and having a good old party as well, because that's what we do and that's what Timmy would want as well.
And of course, Timmy, he features on this album, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So the track "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow," it was a track that we'd actually recorded for an earlier album, and we always loved it. It just didn't really fit on that album at the time. But obviously, this seemed like a perfect opportunity to honour our brother and our bandmate. And he sounds like an absolute angel on it. Mm-hmm. He finishes the song off, and it's an amazing moment.
This album has got some huge tracks on it. You've got "Love Really Hurts Without You," "Rockin' Robin," "My Girl." A bit of a medley going on there, isn't there? Now, I was wondering, and I don't want to be cheeky, but is there any chance of maybe a sneaky peek of one of the tracks from the new album? Do you reckon you could put together a few lines for us?
Yeah, I think we can.
One, two, three, and...
You to me are everything, the sweetest song that I can sing. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. You give me just a taste of love to build my hopes upon. You know you got the power, girl, to keep me holding on. So now you've got the best of me. Come on and take the rest of me. Oh, baby. Ooh.
Wow, that was incredible. Thank you very much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure this afternoon, but we're not quite done yet because I want to talk very quickly about not only the release of this album, but the tour that you plan to go on very shortly as well.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a big nationwide UK tour starting on the 22nd of November in Texas, right up to almost Christmas door. We'll be at the Indigo 2 in London, finishing up on the 20th of December, and we'll be everywhere, north, south, east and west in between. We did a Christmas tour for the first time maybe four years ago, and it just seemed like the Overtones at Christmas time now seems to be a fixture in people's Christmas calendars. And you know, maybe that's because Christmas is a joyful and sentimental time, and that's the sort of music we sing. But yeah, like, yeah, on the road we go again. So it's starting to get really, really busy now, like with the album, like, is out now, and then we're off on tour for 5 weeks at the end of the year, and then we get to put a ribbon on 2018 and sort of, you know, just leave 2018 to yesterday and move on. And it's been an incredible year. And it's been an incredibly sad year at times, but it's been an incredibly productive year and a year of lots of friendship and hard work.
Love.
And beautiful work in the studio. And yeah, so like we're gonna hit that stage. And at the end of the day, you know, the Overtones are known for just causing an absolute party to happen. Like, and if it's not complete mayhem by the time we take our final bow, we haven't done our job properly. So and this tour is going to be no different. It's going to be very sentimental, very beautiful, and like big Christmas party for everyone.
That sounds amazing. Now, Mark, Darren, Lockie and Mike, thank you very much. The Overtones, we're going to leave
thank
with
you.
A song.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. It's been a massive pleasure. We're going to leave with a song that was chosen, actually, by Darren, which is Connor Reeves and Earthbound. Darren, why have you chosen this?
Growing up, this was just a song and an artist that I fell in love with. I loved his voice, and he had amazing, amazing songs. It's a shame that he's not still releasing music now. But yeah, what an amazing voice. So everyone, this is Connor Reeves, Earthbound.
The Overtones, thank you so much. All the best of the tour and the amazing new album, self-titled The Overtones, which you can get a copy of right now. Have a great day, guys. All the best, and thank you ever so much.
Cheers, Adam.
Thank you.
You took me higher than I've now that we're strangers, I've come down again. Back to the real world, back to the real world, back to the ground. Not high above it, without your loving, now I'm because your love, it lifted me above it all. Without it, it's leaving me so far to fall. I hope you find what you're looking for. I never thought there could be any more. But if you really have to go, you take the high, I'll take the low. But when you leave me, don't you know? You leave me earthbound. You took me now I'm earthbound.
because our love, it took us to another place, and it's so hard for me to face. But if you really have to go, you take the high, I'll take the low. Ooh, ooh. But when you leave me, don't you know?
Great to chat to the Overtones on this original music special here at Forces Radio BFBS. They come across so genuine, and one thing that I absolutely love about them is their ability to talk about such hard topics, such as the really sad loss of Timmy Matley, their bandmate, earlier this year. But they talk about it with such esteem and with such class and such honesty and openness, and I really admire that. Hope you've enjoyed the programme today, and I hope you've learnt a lot about the band, a lot about their story. I certainly have. This is Forces Radio BFBS. My name's Adam Richardson, and this has been The Overtones Recovery.
BFBS, original music specials on digital radio, FM, and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air around the world.
This is Forces Radio. Forces Radio.